Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Dal, the 11th Perek, Be'el Nedarim. So the Thetops are going to focus on number one. Rav challenged Rav Nachman, who said, the husband is not included in a netter from people from the Mishnah. A woman who vowed, Netula ani min Yehudim, I'm removed from Jews, the husband can revoke what pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, but she remains prohibited in relations to other Jews even after divorce. Now, if the husband is included in a netter from people or Jews, this netter can refer to relations because the netter has an impact on her permitted husband. He may therefore revoke the netter as it pertains to him as matters between him and her, and she remains forbidden to all others. But if the husband is not included, then the netter cannot be about relations, for it would not prohibit anyone. Rather, it must refer to receiving produce of other people. Now, if so, it should be a netter of inui nefesh, and the husband can revoke it entirely. The Gemara answers that although the husband is generally not included in a netter from people, here he is included in the netter from relations, since we presume that she intends to prohibit someone who was permitted. Pointing to our Mishnah allows one who is prohibited in benefits from all people to receive leket, shechua, and peah because they are ownerless. The Gemara notes, v'lo katani maiser ani, that our Mishnah does not seem to allow her to receive maiser ani, and this contradicts a brisa which allows it. Rav Yosef answered that they reflect the opinions of a Malchokas Tanaim, which according to Rav Yosef's understanding, which is explained below, they would also argue if the owner has rights to distribute Maaser Ani to whom he pleases, and if he can, she cannot receive Maaser Ani. After Abai rejects Rav Yosef's understanding of the Malchokas, Rava offers a different answer to the contradiction. Our Mishnah is discussing Maaser Ani, which is distributed in the house, which the Torah describes with Nesina, giving, indicating that the owner determines to whom he gives it. She may not receive such Maaser Ani. The Braisa is discussing Maaser Ani distributed at the granary, which the Torah says, V'hanachta b'sharecha, and you shall set it down within your cities, indicating that anyone may take it without the owner's consent, so she may receive it. And pointing with you, Rav Yosef above presented a Malchokas Tanaim. The Bereza says, Ein adam sarach likro shema Maaser Ani shal demai, that one does not need to designate Maaser Ani of demai, produce purchased from an amaretz, and the Chumash say he must designate it. Rav Yosef suggests that the Malchokas is, if produce remains tevel until Maaser Ani is designated. Rav Yosef adds that the Chachamim, who say that designating Maaser Ani removes its tevel status, would also hold that the owner can distribute it to whom he pleases. Rav Eliezer, who holds that it was already permitted chum before Maaser Ani was taken, would consider Maaser Ani analogous to leket, and it can be taken without the owner's consent. Abai disagreed and said that all Tanaim hold that produce is tevel until Maaser Ani is designated. Their machlokes is whether we can assume that the Amaretz remove the Maaser Ani. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that he would remove it because he can be mafker his possessions, making him a pauper, allowing him to retain the Maaser Ani and then reacquire his possessions. The Chachamim say he's unwilling to be mafker his possessions for fear that someone may take them, so there is concern that an Amaretz may not remove Maaser Ani. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi challenged Rav Nachman, who said that the husband is not included in a netter from people from a Mishnah. A woman who vowed, Netula ani min ha-Yehudim, I am removed from Jews, the husband can revoke what pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, but she remains prohibited in relations to all the Jews, even after divorce. Now, if the husband is included in a netter from people or Jews, this netter can refer to relations, because the netter has an impact on her permitted husband. He may therefore revoke the netter as it pertains to him, as matters between him and her, and she remains forbidden to all others. But if the husband is not included, then the netter cannot be about relations, for it would not prohibit anyone. Rather, it must refer to receiving produce of other people. Now, if so, it should be a netter of inui nefesh, and the husband can revoke it entirely. The Gemara answers that although the husband is generally not included in a netter from people, here he is included in the netter from relations, since we presume that she intends to prohibit someone who was permitted. Pointing to our Mishnah allows one who is prohibited in benefits from all people to receive leket, shechua, and peah because they are ownerless. The Gemara notes, v'lo katani maaser ani, that our Mishnah does not seem to allow her to receive maaser ani, and this contradicts a brisa which allows it. Rav Yosef answered that they reflect the opinions of a Malchokas Tanaim, which according to Rav Yosef's understanding, which is explained below, they would also argue if the owner has rights to distribute Maaser Ani to whom he pleases, and if he can, she cannot receive Maaser Ani. After Abai rejects Rav Yosef's understanding of the Malchokas, Rava offers a different answer to the contradiction. Our Mishnah is discussing Maaser Ani, which is distributed in the house, which the Torah describes with Nesina, giving, indicating that the owner determines to whom he gives it. She may not receive such Maaser Ani. The Braisa is discussing Maaser Ani distributed at the granary, which the Torah says, V'hanachta b'sharecha, and you shall set it down within your cities, indicating that anyone may take it without the owner's consent, so she may receive it. And point number three, Rav Yosef above presented a Machlokas Tanaim. The Be'ezer says, Ein Adam Sarach Likro Shem or Maiso Ani Shal Demai, that one does not need to designate Maiso Ani of Demai, produce purchased from an Amaretz, and the Chum say he must designate it. Rav Yosef suggests that the Machlokas is, if produce remains Tevel until Maiso Ani is designated. Rav Yosef adds that the Chachamim who say that designating Maiser Ani removes its Tevel status would also hold that the owner can distribute it to whom he pleases. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it was already permitted Chum before Maiser Ani was taken, would consider Maiser Ani analogous to Leket, and it can be taken without the owner's consent. Abai disagreed and said that all Tanaim hold the produce is Tevel until Maiser Ani is designated. Their Machlokas is whether we can assume that the Amaretz remove the Maiser Ani. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that he would remove it because he can be mafker his possessions, making him a pauper, allowing him to retain the Maiser Ani and then reacquire his possessions. The Chachamim say he's unwilling to be mafker his possessions for fear that someone may take them, so there is concern that an Amaretz may not remove Maiser Ani. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Pei Daled, and this one was suggested to us by Aaron Warso from Queens. He suggested that Pei Daled is a launch pad. So here goes. The woman who vowed, I remove from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, went off to collect some Maiser Ani by the granary, where she saw one man designate Maiser Ani of Demai. Once again, in slow motion. The woman who vowed, I remove from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad. That must mean Daf Pei Daled. The woman who vowed, I remove from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, which reminds us, Rabbi challenged Rav Nach, who said that a husband is not included in a netter from people, from a Mishnah. A woman who vowed, Natula ani mina Yehudim, I am removed from Jews, the husband can revoke what pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, but she remains prohibited in relations to all the Jews, even after divorce. The Gemara answers that although the husband is generally not included in a netter from people, here he is included in the netter from relations, since we presume that she intends to prohibit someone who is permitted. So the woman who vowed, I'm removed from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, went off to collect some Maiser Ani by the granary, which reminds us, our Mishnah allows one who is prohibited in benefits from all people to receive Lechet Shulchan Peah because they are onerous. The Gemara notes, Velo Ketani Maiser Ani, that our Mishnah does not seem to allow her to receive Maiser Ani, and this contradicts a Braisa which allows it. Rabbi answers that our Mishnah is discussing Maiser Ani, which is distributed in the house, which the Torah describes with Nesina, giving, indicating that the owner determines to whom he gives it, so therefore she may not receive such Maiser Ani. The Braisa is discussing Maiser Ani distributed at the granary, which the Torah says, V'hanachta b'sharecho, and you shall set it down within your cities, indicating that anyone may take it without the owner's consent, so she may receive it. So the woman who vowed, I'm removed from all Jews, which included her husband whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, went off to collect some Maiser Ani by the granary, where she saw one man designate Maiser Ani of Demai, which reminds us, Rav Yosef presented a Machlokas Tanaim. Rav Yehuda says, Ein Adam Sarach Likro Shem al Maiser Ani Shel Demai, that one does not need to designate Maiser Ani of Demai, and the Chachamim say he must designate it. So once again, the woman who vowed, I'm removed from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, went off to collect some Maiser Ani by the granary, where she saw one man designate Maiser Ani of Demai. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Pei. So the Simur Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be one Daf Pei, painter. The painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konon the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, which reminds us of the Gemara's case of Hanas Rechitza Alai Lo'olam Im Erchatz Hayom, Konon the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, and Rabbi Yossi's reasoning that this is not a neder of Inui Nefesh, and the husband cannot revoke the neder because Nivol Dechad Yoma Loshmei Nivol, repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konon the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the netter is in the second case in the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imoy erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rav Yehuda suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoy skashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning herself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. So the painter wanted to be made for his wife's netter of Conum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity, which reminds us, Rabiosi holds that in a case where there's insufficient water, even if a first city's laundering needs are pitted against the drinking needs of a second city, the first city's laundering needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? And the Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured, whereas uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. Daf pay off. So the simmer daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, grandpa. That must be more in daf. Pay off, pa, grandpa. The grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, which reminds us it was taught, be careful with the sons of Amanim because Torah will go out from them. The Gemara asks, why is it uncommon for Talmud Chachamim to have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? And five answers are given. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, which reminds the Kodesh Baruch explained that the reason Bnei Yisrael lost the land is Al Azlam is Torah Si, and because of their forsaking my Torah. The one I said, there are two phrases in the Pasuk, they did not heed my voice and nor follow it, and are apparently the same. And Rav Yehuda explained in the name of Rab, Shem Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila, nor follow it means they did not recite the Bracha and Torah before learning. Ron famously explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that if forsaking Torah had meant that they did not learn Torah, then the sages and prophets would have understood well why the land was lost. Rather, they did learn Torah, which is why only Kodesh Baruch Hu could explain the destruction of the land. They did not sufficiently value their Torah to be fitting to make a bracha upon. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, and then maybe his wife won't make a nether again not to paint her eyes nor apply rouge, which reminds Rabbi Yossi agrees that the husband can revoke the darim that are darim shebeino levina, such as in a case where the wife says, konum, that I will not pay my eyes, or that I will not apply rouge. Daf pei beis. So the simmer daf pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, that must be more daf pei beis. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, which reminds us, Rava inquired of Rav Nachman, according to the Rabbanan, is a netter to abstain from relations, considered inui nefesh, or only dvar mishabeinu levina. He answered that this can be resolved from a Mishnah which states, Nutula animina Yehudim, if she vowed, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, Yafrechelko mishamashto, he may revoke his portion, meaning as it pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, with the Heinatul, meaning Yehudim, but she will remain removed from all other Jews. This proves that a neder of relations is only Dvarim Shebeinu Levina. The Gemara deflects this proof by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of the peanut farmer's benefit, is konum upon me, which reminds us. Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, kon nedarim bal mefer liishto chutz min hanasi alponi she'eno mefer, on the darim of inui nefesh, a husband can revoke, except benefit from me is konum amponi, which he cannot revoke, because it does not afflict her. Avahanas pony Allah made for but a netter of pony's benefit is a konum upon me, he can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. So the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her netter of the peanut farmer's benefit is konum upon me, was at his wit's end when she vowed from two loaves of sandwich bread, where one was made of fine flour and the other one from coarse flour, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, if she vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning it's of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, because it's of coarse flour, because he can revoke the afflictive element of the neder, he can also revoke the non-afflictive element, and both loaves are permitted. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he may only revoke the afflictive element. Daf Pei Gimel. So the symbol for Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The husband was made for completely in the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, pogo stick. That must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The husband was made for completely in the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins, which reminds us, Rav Yosef explained, a naziris or chesayim. There's no halfway naziris. The Rosh explains that a wife's original netter of naziris is a single netter encompassing all the prohibitions of Nazirus. So the husband's hafara, part of the Nazirus, avoids the entire neder. In contrast, the neder from two loaves is essentially two separate nedarim. So the husband's hafara of one does not dictate the voiding of the other. So the husband was made for completely the Nazirus of his wife, the pogostic champion, so that she can drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad Nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others, which reminds us, a Nazir refraining from Tumah does indeed cause discomfort, so the husband can revoke his wife's neder. As Rimer taught, what's the meaning of the pasuk V'hacha yiten alibo, and the living shall take at the heart? One who eulogizes others will be eulogized, one who cries over others will be cried over, and one who buries others will be buried. Refraining from these activities will deprive her of these benefits. So the husband was made for completely the Nazirus of his wife, the pogostic champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad Nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others, and he proudly waited at the finish line with some leket for her to take because he could not be made for her neder of konum sha'ani nenen lebrius, which reminds us, the next mission teaches, konum sha'ani nenen lebrius eni yachlo hafer. If she said, konum I benefiting from people, he could not revoke it, and she can benefit from leket shechem peah because they're onerous. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Tatagun HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained that the reason why Bnei Israel lost the land was Shein Mevarchim Torah Tchila, that's on Daf. Payoff. Good number 2. Which Tatagun do we discuss whether one who is prohibited in benefits from all people may collect Maisor Ani, that's on Daf. Payoff. Good number 3. Which Tatagun learn our Nazir refraining from Tumah does indeed cause discomfort since one who buries will be buried, that's on Daf. Good number 4. Which stuff we machok tanaim if maisa ani of demai requires verbal designation? That's on Duff. Paydal. Good number 5. Which stuff the uncleanliness of clothing leads to insanity? That's on Duff. Pay. Good number 6. Which stuff the a neder of pony's benefit is konum abhami? A husband can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. That's on Duff. Pay base. Good number 7. Which of the one why wife's neder of Netula Anim and Yehudim includes her husband? That's on Duff. Pay dog. Good number 8. Which stuff to be learned? A Naziris will sign. There is no halfway Naziris, and the wife's original neder of Naziris is a single neder, encompassing all the prohibitions of Naziris. So the husband's hafara, part of the Naziris, voids the entire Naziris. That's on Duff. Pegamo. Good number 9. Which Duff of Machok is regarding what is considered a neder of Inui Nefesh? That's on Duff. Ayin Tes. Good. And number 10. Which Duff were 5 reasons given as to why Talmud Chachamim often do not have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? That's on Duff. Payoff. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.